Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme to solve the problem. If you'd like to play on air, call the leave-in message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and also our upcoming shows in Miami, Florida, February 3rd and 4th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Chad Zimmerman. I am calling from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Carlisle. What do you do there?
I am a law student.
Oh, I see. And what kind of aspirations do you have in the law?
Mostly elder law and estate planning.
Like doing wills and such?
Yes.
Right.
Don't you mean death taxing? Call it what it really is, Chad.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Chad. Now, Carl is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of them, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
All right, ready. All right,
here's your first limerick.
The South is vacation's main goal, but this is no leisurely stroll. Amundsen and Scott had the same deal we got. We'll ski all the way to the...
Pole?
Yes, pole. Very good. For the 100th anniversary of Robert Falcon Scott's expedition to the South Pole, rich adventure seekers are planning to recreate his journey, except for the part where Scott and his men tragically froze to death. For $57,000, you'll be flown to a spot right next to the pole, and then you can ski the final few yards. That's the popular false sense of accomplishment package. But for the truly wealthy, they offer a tour which just moves the South Pole to Miami. Saves time and trouble. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
The Venetian gives life to a glammyth. It's a tusked woolly creature to jam with. We're making a clone of a pal of Flint Stone. You can meet my new pet woolly
mammoth.
Right! Using 12,000-year-old frozen mammoth cells, a team of scientists at Kyoto University in Japan said they will be able to produce a baby woolly mammoth within the next 6 years. In a more striking discovery, we have found the only scientists in the world who have not seen Jurassic Park.
It sounds like such a bad idea.
It really does. And we're like, it's a bad idea. They're like, no problem. It's just going to be a baby. Here is your last limerick.
The highlight of each Thursday night, she points out what I don't do right. It's usually cleaning, but there's hidden meaning. And soon it builds into a...
fight.
Right. After surveying thousands of couples, a British study has determined when you are most likely to fight with your significant other. It is weirdly specific. Couples are most likely to fight at Thursday nights at 8 p.m.
Is that because of the NBC line?
Yeah, that's it. The fight is always, I told you, if NBC says we must see TV, we must see it. Carl, how did Chad do in our quiz?
Chad was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Chad, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing, and good luck with your career.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.